Man, I love David Stearns. I love David Stearns so much. So let's start this off by reading some tweets today, shall we? From friend of the show, Steven, good friend, at 31 Shesterkin. Matthew Olivier has the same amount of goals as Alexi Lafreniere, 14. We got, where was the other one that I wanted to read? From Greg Kaplan at Blue Shirts Break. Rangers will now be 9-21 against the teams currently sitting in playoff position once this game is over. By the way, that said game is over, in case you weren't aware. Steve Valiquette, come on, guys. What the fuck? Seriously. At I Am Blue York, pathetic. Blow it up. From myself, touchdown and the extra point is good. And to add insult to wound to the wound here for Yankee fans, Gerrit Cole needs Tommy John surgery. So, man, if I was a Yankee fan, I would be, I can't even say on stream what I would do. But that's where we're at tonight. Tonight was a group summary here. This group to a T. Like, you can't even write it better. That these past two games, honestly, like, let's be real, the past two games is this group to a T. Can't hold leads. They get two shorthanded goals somehow to show signs of momentum. And then they urinate all over their leg because that's what they do. And that was the last point that I was going to mention. This team urinates all over themselves whenever there's any sliver of adversity. The fact that you're even here, though, is just wild because it never in a billion years that I have on my bingo card going into the year, the season potentially coming down to the wire here against the Ottawa Senators and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Just think about that for a second. Like, the bare minimum should have been beating those teams. Going into the year, like if we're looking from the optics of it, right? One point, and they shouldn't have even got a point against Ottawa last game. So, as much as everyone says this game sums up the season, no, date it further back. You're dating this thing a little too late here. Date it further back. Chris Drury has to lose his job. Chris Drury has to lose his job because he decided to. I don't understand how he decided after watching this team quit in front of our eyes, which just shame on them. Shame on them entirely still for that. They quit on us in front of our eyes, and he says, you know what? Let's reward them with JT Miller and let's try to turn this thing around and run it back. The writing was on the wall in December, man. And I thought maybe they would sneak in. I'm not going to run away from the fact that I thought even this past week they were going to sneak into the playoffs because the East is just so horrendous. I never thought it was because this team's actually good. Let's not get it mistaken here. I just felt this team is going to somehow sneak in because the East is just so bad that they'll just find a way. Now, I don't know about all that, but Laviolette needs to go too because now he's got some different players here. What's the system? Because I'm still watching the same crap in front of my eyes. The power play can't score. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I really don't. This was just like a defining moment here. Just again, summarizing how this is. A cat. And it's funny too because I had someone in the comments yesterday being like, I'm convinced this guy's not even a real fan of the team. Why would I get so worked up about this? So blame the asshole who's getting mad at the product on the ice. Get mad at that guy, but not the team that has quit on us, management, despite management giving them numerous chances. Not the coach. Nope, the guy with the microphone on YouTube. But I was supposed to do cartwheels and backflips because they got a point against Ottawa, which should have been the bare minimum here. And then I had another comment being like, you're not respecting Ottawa enough, which I'm assuming that was a Senators fan that found the channel. Tell me this right now. Who did you think would be a better team going into the season, the Ottawa Senators or the New York Rangers? Because if you tell me for a second that you thought the Ottawa Senators would be a better team coming into the season, I would say, one, you're a homer, or two, you are lying your ass off. So, again, the bare minimum, which that was getting applauded all night long, and it's sad that the crowd even has to applaud offensive zone time. Like, the fourth line's out there spending time along the perimeter of the ice. Round of applause, because they're spending time in the offensive zone. Like, that's how bad it is that's what's getting a standing ovation. Mika Zibanejad shooting on a rush gets a standing ovation. Like, dude, it's that bad. It's really just that bad. God bless the fans that still show up for this crap. This was essentially, though, an 8-point weekend. Like at Bald Panarin said on Twitter, and they dropped, and they got 1 point out of it. They dropped the ball heavy here. Because Columbus has a game in hand. They're 2 points ahead. Ottawa is 1 point ahead with two games in hand. And honestly speaking, the thing that's the most annoying too, and this is where I blame Laviolette, and the group definitely deserves blame for this too, because this just shows how mentally fragile they are. If you're sitting in that locker room, just picture yourself in that locker room, and you are a leader, how are you not gathering the group together and saying, listen, what happened in December, what happened in January, it was horrendous. What happened at the beginning of the season was a nightmare. But management gave us JT Miller. And what happened in the past, even though it was so bad, it should not matter now. Because we put ourselves in a spot to where, and again, it doesn't matter how we feel about the team. Just think about it from being in the room only. I want to make that clear. But imagine not being able to say in that room, nobody in that room being able to say, we found a way to get ourselves within just a distance to where we can make the playoffs. And once we get in, forget about the outside noise. Forget about what happened at the beginning of the year. All it takes is to get in. Let's see what happens. But again, I never believed in the group, even if they did do that. You guys wouldn't have. But just, it's the principle of how is there no one in that room that is capable of having that mentality? How is there not one person in that room? That tells you all you need to know about this leadership group. Tells you that there is no leader, by the way, too. Tells you everything about the coaching staff. How is no one in that locker room able to step up and deliver some sort of message about how it sucks where we were? It sucks that we're even in the spot where we got to fight for our lives to make the playoffs, but let's go. I don't understand how there's just no one in that room that's capable of doing that. That's why I laugh whenever I see online people that were comparing this situation potentially to the Florida Panthers of a few seasons ago. Does that locker room have a Matthew Tkachuk? Does this locker room have an Alexander Barkov? Like, be real for a second here. And like I tweeted during the game, you know that you're a non-competitive hockey club when fans were on their knees for Calvin DeHaan to play tonight. Calvin DeHaan, that's where we are. That we need Calvin DeHaan playing. Okay. Sure. And then Jonathan Quick, I don't know why he played the most important game of the season. I don't care that it was a back-to-back, because if Mr. 11.5 million is so good, then he should be playing the back-to-back. Juro Vaakanainen and Braden Schneider might have displayed the worst defensive pairing effort I've seen in my damn life. Braden Schneider needs to go. Like I've been saying for the past week now, this organization's obsession with Schneider, it's a huge problem. It absolutely has to change. Zach Jones played like garbage today, too. Scoring on his own goal. He played like complete garbage today. Carson Soucy undressed by Werenski. Out for lunch. What was it, on the first goal, second goal? I don't even remember anymore. Will Borgen. Out for lunch with that pinch that he had. On one of them. Will Cooley just leaving the puck making blind passes in the middle of the ice all night long. And that's the biggest disappointment, seeing it from him. A guy that I was saying for weeks now that he's a future leader on this team with the way that he plays the game, and he's consistently bringing it. Disappointed to see him perform like this in arguably the biggest game of the season. Very disappointed. Hey, Chris Kreider scored. Chris Kreider scored, everyone. Why is Brendan Hoffman up here, by the way? Like, if you're not going to let him play at all, any viable minutes, like, and if you're really that keen in on making the playoffs, yeah, let's just stunt his development even further. Bury him on the fourth line, why don't you? Just bury him with Matt Rempe and Sam Carrick. Sam Carrick was bad tonight too. I mean, who was good though? Let's be real. Who was good? I cannot believe that this management group seriously locked themselves into this decor for next year outside of Keandre Miller. It blows my mind how he gave, like, how did Chris Drury decide to give Juro Vaakanainen an extension? I don't care if it's 1.5 and the cap's going up. 1.5 for a seventh defenseman it's a waste of time and space. I just don't understand. I really don't. It's just ridiculous. Thank you for the $5. Rangers lost a singular hour of sleep with daylight savings and forgot how to play defense because of it. Just take the rest of the season off, Evan. I won't take the rest of the season off. At this point, I'm willing my way through it. You know, it's not easy. I'm willing my way through it, though. But I appreciate that. And yeah, they lost sleep. You know what? Shame on me. I'm too harsh on them. They lost sleep. How could I ever forget such a thing? I mean, that's so silly. The other team didn't lose any sleep. They did. Yeah, that, shame on me. And I know you're being sarcastic. I'm just going along with it. Thank you for the $2, Adam. Yeah, Giants, Rangers, Knicks, Yankee fan, save me. I'm sorry, can't save you there. Allie, thank you, or Allie, I don't know. Thank you either way, though, for the $5. I'm sorry for the shitty loss. Genuinely rooted for you guys tonight. I'm impressed by your loyalty. Can't say anything to make it better. I'm sorry. Well, thank you for the $5. That did help make it better. The support in the chat makes it better. I don't know. I'm not even worked up, though, because of the fact that it's just kind of like you expected this, you know? Just kind of expected, but it's really just more, again, the point where, you know, how many times is this group going to get the benefit of the doubt here? Because, you know, fans like me are made out to be the bad guys here for pointing this out. And, you know, everyone points to the conference finals runs and that they won the President's Trophy. But how many times are they going to get the benefit of the doubt that they have shit running down their leg in crucial games? And this is the question that I've been asking for a while, NYR for life. I have no clue. I have zero clue how we see this, but management doesn't. No clue. I wish I had the answer. And yeah, it did mean jack. It meant jack shit. Who said this? We have to be better at competing for 60 minutes, or are you just saying that's something they would say? If that was a post-game quote, it wouldn't surprise me, though, one bit. That's a sad part, too. Like, I don't know if you're trolling with that at all. Like, that's a believable quote from someone in that locker room. Yeah, I don't know when we're getting the fire jury chance, but I don't know how tonight it didn't happen. Years and counting. It's all good because we have a regular season championship banner. Yeah. That will keep us warm here. And hey, Chris Kreider's numbers will be in the rafters soon too. Just you wait. Just you wait. By the way, leave a like on your way. And if you haven't, I didn't even do a proper intro to this. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications. If you're listening to the audio version, give a rating and review. I'd appreciate that one. Laviolette said we'll watch film and get better. In March, we're still saying that we'll be better. It's March. There's what, 19 games left, or less, whatever it is. How many games left? Like, time's ticking here. I've been to one game this year, the home opener, and that was good enough for me. Stop watching and you will feel better. I'm not a bandwagon. Not going to stop watching. I will say I'm a sucker for clear my schedule to watch these games. So I'll give you that, but not going to stop watching just because they're complete and utter ass. You saw me at opening night. You could have said something if you did. But I know I saw someone. I don't know if anyone, whoever it is in the chat, if you want to, you know, say who you were. I saw someone at opening night at the entrance of the garden that said what's up to me. So, again, I don't remember. I don't know who it was. I don't think I got their name. which I should have, but yeah. Thank you for the $2, Luca. Keep speaking your truth, E-Doc. Mets season is soon. Thank you. And I will. I will always be brutally honest about this team. Again, I know that I'm sacrificing that I could be in a way better position, getting way better opportunities, but I'm not going to blow smoke up the team's ass. I just simply am not, but... thank you for the $2, and yes, cannot wait for the Mets season already. The stadium series, you saw me? If any of you ever see me at a game, you could always just say something. Go up and say something to me. Thank you for the $2, time to wake up. Thank God Drury has stockpiled third pair defensemen. Yes. So thrilled. Thank you for the $10. I appreciate this. Sorry it's not much. Hope it helps at this point. You know how we felt. Take it and move on. Do it pissed off and swearing it's embarrassing as shit, but it's all fans could do in this situation. Thank you for the $10. I appreciate the emotional therapy here and everything. I appreciate all that, but yeah. I'm trying to just bury it. No, yeah, I get that, Brandon. I respect that, but I'm just saying for future reference, if you or just anyone in the chat, I don't know the next time I'm going to go to a game. Don't get me wrong, but if you ever do see me at a game, you could always just go up to me, say something. I had someone take a picture with me one time, and I was just like, I don't know if I'm famous enough to be in a picture with, but sure, I won't say no, but I don't know if I'm all that. Yeah, Miller is going to start to get frustrated. And he already is, like you said. Yeah, Jim, fan of the name on the front, not the back. Yep. You want positive. If you want it... hear us be optimistic and talk about a team with hearts and standard subs and Met Central. Yes, if any Met fans need... if you want to hear positivity from me, go ahead and check out my Mets channel because I'm hoping at the very least I will get to be optimistic about them. And I agree. I mean... that's why I said, like, if this team's trying to retool, good luck attracting free agents to this. Who the hell is going to want to play for this team right now? And this is the thing, though. Like, I want to make it... I'm not saying... when I say negative things about the JT Miller trade... I'm not directing it at the way he's playing and everything. I'm directing it at the fact that management was incompetent to give this group a JT Miller type player. It was just moronic. I'm sorry, it just was. One player was not going to fix this all. Yeah, I'm going to have a, we'll be better in 2035, 36. Yeah, I'll have a child by then and still nothing to look forward to, huh? Hopefully not. Yeah, I'm jealous of the Panthers too, Ray. Thank you, Nova. Thank you. Thank you. But no, instead they wanted to be half pregnant at the deadline last year. That's what they preferred. And I mean, this is a good point too, that the points are there, but, and this goes for Panarin too lately, like the points are there, but I'm still not seeing it with them at all in crunch time and when it matters. And yeah, same thing that I'm saying, Mike. As per trade deadline memo, Drury's still confident in this team. That memo aged well. It's the same garbage he said last year that, yeah, I didn't go all in because I believe in this group and I didn't want to disrupt the chemistry, which Washington's doing this year. And, oh, they're in for a rude awakening with how that works out. But, like I said, you just cannot be – you can't be half pregnant that time of year. And even this year, like, it goes the other way. You can't be – 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I'm sorry, they should have sold off more assets. They never should have gave Borgen the extension. They should have flipped him. If you really want him that badly, get him in the offseason. And then last year, obviously, you believe in the group, but you don't want to give them additional help to get a jolt. Like, you don't want to do that. I don't get it. I just don't. Schneider in a deal for Paterka. I've seen enough. They didn't want to move Schneider for Miller. That's what held up this trade. They didn't want to deal him for Jack Eichel. So, Paterka. I'm convinced that if the Bruins... I texted this in my group chat earlier today. I'm convinced that if the Boston Bruins tear it down to the studs and Charlie McAvoy is available, the Rangers wouldn't even move Braden Schneider in that deal. And they'd be like, you know what? We think Braden Schneider is our Charlie McAvoy. Like, that's truly how I feel they view him. And I'm not just saying it to say it. I genuinely believe they think Braden Schneider is some elite defenseman or on the brink of being an elite defenseman. Do they have a department, though? I don't know if they even have a department. I'd be amazed if they do. I don't get it either, how he is putting up points right now. Hey, the Rangers way, and then they'll move Schneider for, like, a third line center instead of, you know, when they could have got Jack Eichel. It's fine, though. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Your child will carry the legacy of being angry at the Rangers' bad moves and poor play. Man, I don't know if I want to do this too. To my future child. I don't know if I want to do all this to my future child. It might be better for them to just not know sports exist. Like, take up cooking, take up art. I don't know. Find a different hobby. I don't know if this is for, if he's cut out for all this, if they're cut out for all this, my future kids, that is. I don't know if they're cut out for this. Stay safe. Or go be a fan of whatever team you want. I'm not going to force this on you. Just not. Unless by some miracle the Rangers are actually a championship team by the time I do have children. No, go root for whoever you want at that point. Like, go ahead. Yeah, like, they could be Mets fans, though. But this, yeah, no. I have three kids, and they are not interested in ice hockey. My daughter went to Boston University and is not interested in ice hockey. I don't get it. Staying safe. I respect it. Staying safe. Because the reward is so high if they win. But, like, is this fun? Like, has this been fun? And, you know, we're approaching the anniversary of my fandom, which is even more hilarious, too. Let's see. Do they play on the anniversary of my fandom? Let's take a look. No, they don't. They don't. Hey, at least you saw them win one. I'm begging for scraps here. March 30th marks the day I truly became a fan. Like, actually became a fan. Because that was my first game that I went to as well. And everything. Shit versus diarrhea here, Nick. Shit versus diarrhea with that one. Yeah, we're sitting here for a competent front office, let alone a cup. Like, the fact that I celebrated them winning the draft lottery, like they won the Stanley Cup, should say it all. Truly. Maybe the Rangers will get aggressive on the golf course this summer, yeah. It's about to be 15 years, Ross. Happy 15 years to me. Happy 15 years. The 2009-2010 season. It's when I did. It's 15 years that I'm like this. Like, I see some of you guys in the chat talking about, like, 50 years, 40 years. I'm broken at 15. Yeah, just out of the dark age, yeah. Yeah, I would trade Panarin this offseason. Yeah, I think the only way to make this team deeper is to move him. I would seriously explore it. Can't believe this team was talked about becoming a dynasty. Can't believe it either. Yeah, like, I'm seeing you guys 79 for two of you in the chat. I'm thinking about doing some sort of, like, stupid celebration bit for the 15-year anniversary of my fandom coming up. I'm thinking about doing that. And it'd be even funnier because they play the Sharks the night before, and if they lose to the Sharks, that would be very funny. Does it include wearing the brown bag to a game? No, it doesn't, but that'd be funny if I did. I mean, if someone that is willing to spend money on the games in the chat does that, that would be hilarious. Like, send a picture of that. But I'm not paying to watch this team play in person this season. No, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah, we live for the heartbreak, Robert. Good times, man. Good times. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching. At least we could have a good laugh by the end of this. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel, because we are in the home stretch here, and this extended summer is going to do miracles on me. I could tell you that right now. I've already thought about, too, how next season going into the year, I know how that first stream / video is going to go talking about this team going into next season. I'm just waiting, because I already know what I'm going to say in that exact video. I'm already planning for that. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Leave a like, subscribe, and I'll see you guys in the next one.